When the DNR board passed a mercury package last year, Republican lawmakers made sure the state rules would eventually be no tougher than any federal plan for reducing mercury. The Bush administration later issued new rules that are being challenged in court. Despite the legal contest, the DNR has begun talks over how to water down the state package to the federal level. One point of contention is the EPA's language allowing power companies to trade mercury pollution credits as long as overall emissions go down. Sierra Club official Eric Urim says the Wisconsin DNR should not allow a cap-and-trade system because some plants, especially along bodies of water, could increase emissions and cause mercury hotspots.
The power plants that are closest to Lake Michigan are the ones responsible for the majority of mercury getting in Lake Michigan. So we know that the closer a power plant is to a body of water, the more likely it is that it's causing the problem right there.
Urim says an existing federal cap-and-trade program for emissions that help cause acid rain wouldn't work for mercury because chemically mercury is a different critter. He also says utilities would bank emissions from plants that have recently shut down or stopped burning coal and use those to meet the state targets instead of making real reductions. But Bill Skews of the Wisconsin Utilities Association wants cap and trade in the state.
What is ultimately the most important point in this whole debate is that emissions will go down. That's what the cap part is for. The trade part simply allows the emission sources to use the most efficient, cost-effective way to make those reductions.
Skews contends large coal-based power plants would curb their emissions first, lessening the risk of sizable mercury hotspots that he questions truly exist. The Sierra Club also wants the DNR to use more up-to-date emissions data and not base the state goals on an inventory from 1999. Mercury gets into the food chain, and in many cases people are warned to avoid or limit their intake of locally caught fish. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.